Well, I think that's what great coaches do. They understand, you know, that a 17-week schedule is a long time. You go through the mini camps, you go through training camps, you go through, you know, the first game of the season, and it's a long season, you know. And there are going to be some highs and lows, some roller coaster rides, some guys that get injured. You know, you're going to be in some games, you know, where you're going to just beat people to death, and then you're going to be in some games, you know, where it's just going to be an all-out battle, you know, for 60 minutes. And you understand that with those ebbs and flows and those ups and downs that you've got to have guys that are mentally tough. You know, the teams that don't win, you look at our Arizona Cardinals here, the biggest problem that they have is that they, you know, there's an attitude, an air of losing here. So in the beginning of the game, everything is great and everything is fine, and just as long as things continue to go fine, you know, there's hard play and there's a sense of hope. But the minute that something seems to, you know, they hit some adversity, you know, it's almost like here we go again. Well, when you're building a team, you know, you've got to instill that in your guys that, you know what, the game is not over until the clock says 0-0-0, first of all. Second of all, understand that we're going to do some good things. You're going, as an individual player, as an individual unit, defense, offense, and special teams, you're going to do some special things, but you're also going to hit the other team. They got players, too. And they're going to make some plays, and they're going to do some good things, and they're going to make you look bad every once in a while. But you stay at it. Understand that the game is not over until the clock says 0-0-0, and you keep fighting, and you give yourself an opportunity to win. And I think when you have a head coach who exemplifies that and who preaches that and who pushes that, and most importantly, who can get his guys to believe that, then that team is headed in the most positive of directions, and they are going to win some games.
Seth Joyner, what's happening then, speaking of this, of the sense of commitment to each other, what's happened with Atlanta the last few weeks? What's missing there?
Just from a pure football standpoint, I think the problem with Atlanta is the fact that, you know, A, defensively, they're a good defense. They're not a great defense. You know, they've touted themselves, you know, with John Abrams, sure, they've made themselves better. But I just think that, you know, they're a good defense. They're not a great defense. They need the help of their offense in order for their defense to be effective. The problem with their offense is the fact that they've gotten away from the fact that they are a running team, okay? You know, Michael Vick hasn't averaged over 200 yards passing, you know, in any particular season his entire career. Yet, you know, he's on the verge of rushing for 1,000 yards this season. Warwick Dunn, 1,000-yard guy for, like, forever. But they've gotten away from, you know, running the ball, which I think is what makes Michael Vick the player that he is. When you're able to run the ball, now you can roll them out. And where is he most dangerous? When he's outside of the pocket. You know, so until they get back to running the ball 30 times a game and allowing Michael to throw the ball 15 to 20 times a game, they're going to continue to struggle. You know, I mean, you see the quarterback change in Denver, the same thing. Nick, you see the quarterback change in Denver. I don't think that it's so much that Jake Plummer isn't playing with any effectiveness. I think what it is they're not running the ball as effectively as that team normally runs the ball. And when you
that's
don't
interesting
run
you mentioned that, too. That's a team that's connected by Alex Gibbs, the same running system that Alex Gibbs brought to Denver. He's brought to Atlanta. And for whatever reason, they've gotten away from that.
Well, when you don't run the ball, I mean, that's something I hang my hat on all the time. When you don't run the ball, it's very difficult for any offense, you know, to succeed. But when you have quarterbacks that make plays on the move, like Jake Plummer, like Michael Vick, when you don't run the ball, you make it even that much more difficult, because now the play action is dead. You can't get those guys outside of the box because the defense understands that they can't run the ball. So get back to what you do best. Now, they're making the change in Denver, but I guarantee you, Jay Cutler's not going to do any. He's not going to do that much better. He might make some better throws. He might make some better decisions from the pocket, but he's not going to be that effective if they don't run the football.